All right, we're going to look at E. E is probably one of the most interesting of keys to play in. We didn't really look at the key of E, and the reason we didn't is the E is easy enough to play. You can look at it, your chord chart and play it. It has E, which is a new chord, and then it has A, which is an old chord. But then it has a B, and B, you can play it this way. It doesn't sound that good because you're not playing these two top strings. So whenever I play a B, I play it way up here. I play a bar chord. But that, you know, is sort of an advanced thing, too, to play a bar chord. You have to hold all these strings down with one finger. And people have a hard time doing that. The simplest way to play a B is a version of a B that's really a B7. And it looks a little complicated because you're using all four of your fingers, but once you learn it, it's really not that hard. So if you're going to play in the key of E, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me, just use the B7. It's a whole lot easier. The key of E has a lot of interesting things to it. First, we'll just do a few variations of this basic E chord. There's E, and then there's sustained E. And then there's E7. When you're playing an E, and then you play an E7, it wants to go to an A. It was just like that G to a G7. What's the resolve? So those are kind of the basic things, and then there's E minor, E major, E minor, E sustained, E7. Those are kind of the basic ones of E, but the fun part about E is it's also a sound shape. In the intro I talked about how you can learn one chord and just move them up and down the neck and play several other chords. So that's true with E. You can play this E, but then you can go all the way up. You see these dots. So here's the first dot, here's the second dot. So it's one fret above the second dot, the sixth fret. And I'm just playing the same thing as down here. I'm just sliding it right up here. And if you go two more frets, so this is, in a way, this is a form of an A. You're playing an E, but you're playing it way up here. It's like an A, but it's not quite an A. It has a different, more modern sound to it. And then way up here is kind of a B. But you notice the sound. Now here's a regular B. Sound the same. So amazing grace, that saved a wretch like me. So in some ways, you know, if you really wanted to teach someone the guitar really fast, they could just learn one chord, one fingering, and just move it up and down the neck. I've always boasted I could teach someone how to play the guitar in 5 minutes. Probably not very well, 5 minutes, but they can learn it. So that's one shape. This is an E that you can take up and down the neck.